One of the serious suggestions made the other day with Little is he won't quit because they got no money to change the billboards. And so we'll find out whether that's actually true or not.
Do they need to? I sort of feel like, isn't it the same message?
It's the same message.
It's a fresh...
fresh hope, better tomorrow, whatever they're saying.
You know, so, and Jacinda's sort of creepily coming up behind Andrew Little, so, you know.
So if Andrew Little was the problem, is Jacinda Ardern the answer? The Ardern-Davis ticket is Labor's sixth attempt in 9 years to get their party into a position to challenge for the government. Bill English, complimentary.
I think is showing some real strength of character stepping up into this role just 2 months out from an election, because the challenge is huge. She has to make the Labor Party look more appealing, and the Labor Party just have a bunch of ideas that are negative about New Zealand and don't really connect with the aspirations of the public.
Are the Greens not overly fussed?
Most voters want a change of government. The polls have shown that. And I think that we can achieve that with Labor and the Greens working to change the government to increase our vote. I'm looking forward to that challenge.
Axe David Seymour, not quite so effusive.
She's had all the plum positions, asked all the questions in Parliament for the last 8 years. It's hard to think of a major achievement. And I just don't think it's credible to have a 37-year-old Prime Minister in coalition with Matiria Ture and Winston Peters.
Jacinda Ardern is with us. Very good morning.
Good morning.
How do you view this? Are you a band-aid to stop the rot or the miracle to turn it all round?
Look, no one takes on a job like this with that much flippancy. I am here to not only lift Labor in the polls, but to lead us into government.
Explain this to me, and this is what I can't get my head around. So at 24%,
Andrew... There's a few things that you can't get your head around. For all of them, mate.
Here we go. Let's work through them slowly. At 24%, you're still in it, in a three-way. Why did Little have such a credibility issue with all of that, and you don't?
Oh, look, Andrew's certainly, and the wider party's view is that as the main leading party of the centre-left, we need to have a much more dominant vote than that. You know, there's obvious reasons that we need to be more aspirational than 24%.
What is the right number then?
I haven't put a number on it, and I won't, in fact, because ultimately when you're in opposition politics, the goal is to be in government. What we do absolutely need to do, though, is lift our game. That's clear to everyone. I don't think anyone would dispute that.
Having said that, though, if you end up at 24% on election day and you can still cobble together a three-way involving Winston Peters, you would look to do that, wouldn't you?
Oh, look, my focus has been lifting Labor's game. You know, I'm not interested in having long conversations about the machinations with different political parties. That's something to deal with after the election. And ultimately, that's for voters to decide. They're going to be the ones that will determine what that split looks like. I don't want this election campaign to be dominated about that with that conversation
But it already is, though, Jacinda, because the split only that you talk about caused Andrew Little to go, you know what, this isn't for me.
And, of course, we're wanting to be in a better position. We want to lift our game. We want to lift our vote. We're only going to lift our vote, Mike, if we're talking about Labor's policies and ideas rather than the makeup of three-way coalitions.
Do you worry that you were part of the leadership team and that part didn't work? Therefore, why would we expect you now in this new role to work?
Oh, look, there's no doubt. I've been a member of the Labor team for 9 years. I take my role that I've played. Yeah, I absolutely take responsibility for the role that I've played in the entire time that I've been in Parliament. But it is certainly a difference between being deputy and being leader. This is now the chance for voters to mark me on my performance in the top job.
How much policy is coming from you specifically and when?
So, look, I think people would perfectly expect that I would take 72 hours at least or a bit of time to reflect not just on our policy but on our campaign plan. I've already indicated that we have a strong platform on the issues that we already know that Kiwis are interested in hearing from us on, so health, housing, education. What I'll be looking for is just a couple of areas in there to put a bit of emphasis on things that I think people will be wanting to hear a bit more vision and hope for the future. So those are the areas that I will be looking to target, but I'll certainly have more to say on that.
What about the argument that it's not actually the leadership, it's the party, and the party has lost its way?
You mean your argument, Mike?
Well.
Look, no doubt. Of course, what we say as a party matters.
But we are in an age now where leadership most certainly matters too. Whether we like it or not, it matters. You know, as someone who is a fan of John Key, I know that you know and accept that as well. For us, the balance will be making sure that we get the conversation balance right between, yeah, talking about leadership, but talking about actually what my leadership will bring, the vision that we have for making New Zealand an even better place.
What about the argument that it's not just not your time? Governments lose elections, oppositions don't win them. The economy's going well, it's a stable government, you don't have a lot of voters looking for a home.
Again, your argument, I've seen that too, Mike. And happy to repeat that too. Look, you know, I think New Zealanders are optimistic people by nature. I think we inherently look at the best in our country and there are things to celebrate. But I have a real sense that New Zealanders also accept that we can and should be doing better. We're not a country who I think accepts that people as a wealthy nation are currently not living with a roof over their head. We're not proud of the fact that New Zealand now has the worst homelessness, the worst youth suicide. What they want to hear is our vision for making that better, and that will be my focus.
Jacinda Ardern, the new Labour leader, with us this morning.